This is Ed Mazur, chairman of the City Club of Chicago. Our speaker today was the Sun-Times chief executive, Edwin Eisendrath. Mr. Eisendrath has no serious media involvement prior to purchasing the Sun-Times with his group of investors. However, his wife, Jennifer Schultz, is a former WGN-TV news director. Eisendrath has had an interesting career. 43rd Ward Alderman in 1987, a regional administration for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, an unsuccessful candidate for the U.S. Congress and for governor, and a teacher in the Chicago Public Schools. Ed Eisendrath heads a group that raised $11.2 million to cover the operating costs of the Chicago Sun-Times, but the purchase price was $1. He said it's been an amazing few weeks in an attempt to save the Sun-Times and to keep Chicago a two-newspaper town. He went out of his way to thank the competition, the Chicago Tribune, for encouraging the success of the Sun-Times and the Reader. He said any newspaper is only as good as its journalists and its staff, and he admitted these are very, very tough times for newspaper journalists. The key to their success, he said, will be integrity and applying the street smarts to the news stories in the city of Chicago. He said, we're going to expand our team of investigators, and we're going to make sure that an independent voice remains loud and strident in the city of Chicago.
Hi there. Jay, thank you. Where are you? What a fabulous job Jay does, huh? Really. Every time I come back, it's just doing stronger and stronger. It's a remarkable thing. Thank you so much. It does say subscribe. And before I forget, I just want to tell you we have a special just for you. The promo code is CityClub, all small letters. So when you go subscribe for 24 hours only, you will get a significant discount on our seven-day price. So please, as you go home, take out your phones, subscribe. You'll get a discount. Anyway, I'm here to thank you, and to thank all of Chicago for supporting the Sun-Times and for the support in the effort to save it. It has been an amazing few weeks, and it has only been a few weeks. During the run-up to the deal, everywhere I went, everywhere all of our investor group went, we found help and encouragement. Many of the people in this room provided enormous and fabulous counsel in the run-up to the deal. Since the paper was saved, the outpouring of really relief and gratitude has been overwhelming, and from everywhere in the city, including, I have to say, from that Gothic tower over there on Michigan Avenue. The truth is, Chicago cares deeply about the Sun-Times, and we feel that everywhere. And so it is with, it's with enormous humility that the new ownership group accepted this responsibility along with the keys to a great newspaper. So in the window that Jay has provided me, I want to tell you a little bit about what I've learned since then. Time and the eclipse are going to keep us from delving into all of our products, like the Chicago Reader. And I just want to say a word about the Reader before I spend all my time on the Sun-Times. This week's Reader is fabulous. And they have a photo essay on Englewood that will knock your socks off. It's about, you know, life and love and faith and fun where most people don't know it. It's really important, and you should all see it. And, by the way, I brought dozens of them, and they're out there for you. That's because it's free when you pick it up. But let's talk about the Sun-Times and what I've learned and what everybody who's touched it has learned in the last few weeks. And it begins with really jaw-dropping admiration for the journalists and the staff who work every day. They get up, they trudge through Chicago's winters and Chicago's summers, and they get the job done. And it's really remarkable. Now, it's no secret that these particular Chicagoans, and a lot of them are here, and I'm going to brag about them a little bit, but they've been through some tough times. You know, it's a difficult industry, and everybody has said that to me in the run-up to this. Are you sure? You know, it's a tough industry, right? But so they've been through a difficult industry, and they've lived through a bankruptcy and several ownership changes. That is hard. At one point in the negotiations with the former owners, it was announced that the paper might possibly shut down. That, you know, could have scared away some advertisers. It created a terrible burden on the staff and the journalists, who then suddenly were faced with imminent uncertainty. So I'm inspired, and I speak for all of the investors in our group when I say this. We're inspired in their resilience. The stress didn't slow anyone down. The reporting continued. The paper came out. The only evidence that they went through the narrows of adversity is clear in the increased empathy and understanding in the writing. And I think that's an amazing thing. Mary Mitchell and Mark Brown are here. As their columns show, Chicagoans are made of tough stuff, but with big hearts. So let me talk a little bit about the people. Mr. Lincoln said, of the people, by the people, and for the people. I'm going to talk about three in particular who are working at the Sun-Times. Ashley Rezin, for example. She joined the Sun-Times 4 years ago. I actually met her at 5:15 in the morning when I went to see what goes on there, you know, just as the sun comes up. I say this just as the sun is going up, down. And I promise to be done in time for you to get out there. Ashley was at the end of her night shift. She works the wire desk. And she was passionate at 5:15 in the morning about stories that matter to people. She came from Detroit with a photography degree in 2008 and realized pretty quickly that in Chicago's media environment, she needed more than that. So she went to Columbia College to get her master's in journalism. Today, she puts both of those degrees to remarkable work for us. Overnight, as I discovered writing the wire stories, and then really owning photography assignments for us the rest of the day. She lives in Rogers Park, but her photos cover so much of the city and so many times in the day, none of us is sure she actually lives there. Her work ethic is matched really only by the clarity of those quick hit stories she does and the beauty of her photos and videos. Her images do what good news photography should do. They grab attention and they get to the heart of a story. Rich Hine, I don't think he's here. Rich Hine is our photo editor. He says she's the most valuable member in the newsroom. Granted, he's biased, but he makes a point. Does everyone here know Chris Fusco? Yes. Chris, where are you? Chris, stand up, please. Modest, Chris, stepped up to edit the paper when Jim Kirk went back to the Tribune. In a very short time, Chris has put out some of the most courageous papers the Sun-Times has published in years. One of his covers went national and was discussed on several networks. But this is how good his news judgment is. Even though both of us wanted Ashley here today for this, he assigned her to go take photos of the eclipse. Then there's George Schaefer. George came to the Sun-Times in 2009 after nearly 20 years at the Tribune. George is an IT project manager. I'm not making this up. While he was at the Tribune, he debugged computers. And literally, he debugged computers. He had a job of disinfecting and rebuilding computer keyboards that were inhabited by roaches. So, the Sun-Times afforded him the chance to take on larger roles, and he stepped up. Now George's critical responsibility is the building and maintaining of computer systems on a limited budget, after all, that allow us to deliver our content on multiple platforms and track our advertising and circulation numbers. George is one of those Chicagoans who actually lives in Northwest Indiana. He's not one of those expats you hear about. He went to college at Purdue Calumet. He commutes every day from Chesterton on the South Shoreline. So 30 years he's been on the tech side of journalism. He's seen a lot. So when he's asked what he values about working at the Sun-Times, I want to read this to make sure I get it right, because he doesn't talk about his own important work. He says, good people. I think we have a niche. People know us. I think the information we provide and the journalism is really, really important, and there's a real need for it. I want to tell you about one more person. I met Albert Dickens. I met him when I stopped by his desk to ask a quick sports question, and he immediately stood up from his chair. I told him, please don't. He very politely but firmly told me that it didn't matter who I was. He was raised to stand up when somebody was standing up. Mr. Dickens has been at the Sun-Times for nearly 50 years. Born and raised in Iowa, he did a stint in the Army in the 1950s. After Korea and before Vietnam, he was in the medical corps in France. He speaks French and Italian and some Spanish. And like so many others, in 1963, he followed his brother to Chicago. Right? It's a great story. He didn't go right into journalism. He was auto parts supplying business, I think, first. And then he came right into sports, but not right into the Sun-Times. The Daily News was the first to benefit from his hard and consistent work. Now, I'm going to out you here. Now, just past his 80th birthday, and still going strong, he's worked with every reporter and editor and most of the city's sports legends, including the late George Halas. By the way, every day he comes to work in a sport coat and a tie. So, look, you can ask what a company values. Enron had this sign, right? Enron had this sign. Integrity, communications, respect, and excellence. We know how that ended, right? Values aren't words. They are deeds. Albert is 80. George is 50. Ashley is 31. They are passionate about journalism that matters to working men and women in our city. They show up. They work together. They get the job done. And it matters to people because they and the product they create are so Chicago. And look, it's not easy. To tell the stories that matter, Chris sometimes sends young reporters into harm's way. Places that are, let's be honest, frightening and dangerous. Places where bad things happen and even the powerful aren't safe. You all know this. Places like Springfield. You know, but look, whether it's City Hall or Halas Hall, these men and women report with integrity and street smarts. You know the Sun-Times has a long history of strong sports coverage. Chris DeLuca and the sports team are the best. You know the Sun-Times does... You know it does first-rate investigations. Tim Novick and Dan Mahopoulos, they never quit. You know that Lynn Sweet and Fran Spielman and Tina Svondelis don't miss in politics. I see Mike Sneed here. By now, she probably knows whatever else it is you thought you knew when you came in here. Talk about a great career. Mike claims North Dakota roots, but her skills and her drive are entirely Chicago. You know the show Hamilton. There's a song in that show, which I promised my daughter I wouldn't sing. It's about being in the room where it happens. You know that song? But because of her hard work and her brains, she brings every Chicagoan into those rooms, even when the people in them want to keep them secret. Right? So can I get another round of applause for the hardworking journalists who are here and the ones who are on the street today covering the news? Now, look, more than a decade ago in a room where it didn't happen, I ran for governor against an incumbent in a primary. I was reading news, and I was getting more and more despondent over the state of our state. By the time I lost, though, I was no longer depressed. In the intervening few months, I'd visited 100 counties. I'd met maybe 10,000 people. And I learned that civil society is remarkable. It's strong. People overcome challenges. They take care of each other. They act every day with decency and humor and determination. The Sun-Times is about these people because they are the Sun-Times. Albert and George and Ashley, they live their own Chicago stories. That's why the Sun-Times has the city's back. It's in our DNA. So it shouldn't surprise anyone that Chicagoans stepped up to save the Sun-Times. Our investor group is as diverse as the economy of the city. It includes finance and restructuring professionals, lawyers, journalists, crane operators, laborers, healthcare workers, beer vendors, and carpenters. If you walk into any building in downtown Chicago, you are likely to be standing in an edifice that was built, cleaned, and maintained by the hands of the people who now own the Sun-Times. So I wrote this sentence in preparing the speech. I'm very proud that Jorge Ramirez, who is president of the Chicago Federation of Labor, is the chair of our board. Then I thought about that sentence. I am proud of it, but we become friends, Jorge and I, and he's a remarkable leader. And what he and the other labor leaders did to step up and help save the Sun-Times was heroic. But what I'm most proud of is that Chicago is the kind of a place where labor can step up with private sector leaders and wealthy investors who care about the city, and all together to be part of saving the kind of independent voice our democracy needs. That hasn't happened. Wait, hold on. Don't give yourself an applaud yet. Wait 1 second. Because this hasn't happened anywhere else in America. Anywhere else. Chicago, all of you and everybody in Chicago deserves a lot of credit because this is what you did. After so much pulling apart, America's coming together starts here. Now you can applaud. Folks like Dan Levin and Bill Brandt, Leonard Goodman, Linda Yu, Skip Herman, Jeff Bonson, Stuart Ellison, they joined hands with Jim Sweeney, Jim Connolly, Frank Libby to form a new kind of team. People like Tom Balanoff and Greg Kelly, who represent the working people of Chicago. We joined hands because Chicago needs, America needs, you know, to hear news from people they trust to tell it. From people who walk in the same shoes. Genuine news that people trust, coming from people they know, can save our democracy. It can also save a newspaper, and it is, after all, still a business. And everyone knows the business is in trouble. If an important story breaks here while I'm talking to you, I'll know it, because you'll all look at your phones. Mornings when people used to read the paper over a cup of coffee, they're now saying, "Hey, Alexa, hey, Siri, what are the headlines?" None of our investors are naive about this. That's why we completed this simultaneous transaction, bringing the Sun-Times and the Reader together with Answers Media. Answers is a remarkable place with lots of capabilities. So now our new news organization has the capacity to deliver stories online, in print, graphically, in audio and video formats, and direct to your smartphones. That's what I mean by multi-channel platform. In time, hopefully in a little time, we'll start to put these capacities together so that we can bring you the news you need wherever and whenever you need it in formats that engage. Across the country, lots of news organizations are investing in these kinds of platforms. We've now at the Sun-Times taken a giant step to catch up. We have some training to do. We do. We have some habits to break. And it's true, we haven't completed every piece of this platform. But we're heading in the right direction, and we're doing it with increasing velocity. We're building capacities that were left to atrophy. Advertising and the business functions are being rebuilt. We're recruiting new talent. When people tell me, you know, we have to move into the 21st century, I sigh and remind them that the 21st century is 15% over, right? So we're aiming high every day and building the scaffolding of a new media company. But look, in terms of the business, this multi-channel platform everybody's talking about, a highly functioning corporate team, these are table stakes. The only thing that matters every day is trust. That's everything. Everything. And on that, no news organization is better positioned than the Sun-Times to build on a genuine relationship with its news consumers and its advertisers. And that's because, as I hope I've been able to express, the Sun-Times and Chicago are so alike. This is an identity that we can build on. It's fabulous. As Mr. Lincoln said, of the people, by the people, and for the people. Our journalists are woven into the fabric of this great city. They're great at what they do, and they get it done for all of us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Edwin. We're ready for questions. So, if Michael.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a number of questions here. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Well, wait a minute.
Oh, you have one of your own.
Now I'm ready.
How much did you pay for that, by the way? A buck? Oh, that's what you got the Times for. Okay.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, this is from the irrepressible Graham Grady, graduate of Von Steuben High School. Okay. Got a few other Panthers here. Okay. Edwin, to what do you attribute your commitment to public service and efforts to improve the quality of life for others?
Okay, so seriously, Graham and I have known each other a long time. My mother is here, right? I mean, you know, my wife is here. My daughter is here.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure. Hannah, okay, can we go ahead? Great. This is from Jack Davidoff. What is your own sense of mission in wanting to ensure the continuation of the Sun-Times?
Yeah, so I clearly wasn't as articulate about that as I thought when I was talking. I wanted it to be clear. I deeply believe in journalism. I married a journalist, a great journalist. Our democracy's in a tough spot, and people have to find news they trust, and they have to trust people to tell it with honesty and integrity. And helping the Sun-Times, which I think, you know, has had the courage to do that, to continue to have the courage to do it and the means to do it, is enormously important.
Okay. Got a couple questions here that are related. So this is from Sylvia Ewing and Michael Bauer. Since you're now in the media industry, what are your thoughts about the proposed acquisition by Sinclair Broadcasting of the Tribune Media?
I don't think it's my place to talk about the decisions the Tribune makes. You know, I have a lot on our plate at the Sun-Times. I don't know what Sinclair will do in a big market like Chicago or New York or L.A. I suspect if they do what they do in the small markets everywhere, will not be welcomed.
Okay, this is it's a great question. You never know what kind of questions you're going to be asked. This is from Jim Sweeney of the Operating Engineers. James, where are you? Okay, sitting right back there. What are we going to do to get fair and balanced coverage of the 2005 World Series champion Chicago White Sox?
Boy, I deserved that, didn't I? So Jim and I, you know, we agree about lots of things, but look, I grew up near Wrigley Field, right? So the coverage, on the other hand, Chris, you can talk about it. The coverage of the White Sox is pretty darn good, but that's not my deal. You know, there's that wall we've talked about.
By the way, a little personal point of information. I was with the White Sox in 1959 when we won the American League pennant. There were only 8 teams in each league at that time. I may not look like a fleet-footed center fielder or shortstop. I was a beer vendor. That was a tremendous job when you were in undergraduate school. Okay. This is from, I think it's Michael Silverman with Duane Morris, LLP. What are some of the key Sun-Times strategies to engage with younger readers who are not regular consumers of newspapers?
Mm-hmm. So I talked to you a little bit, but there are two parts to that. One is really the technology part. It's about engaging people where they are. And you know, I did worry, not that my family wouldn't support my trying to do this, but I was worried that one might say, what's a newspaper? You know, because it is true that very young Americans, not just in Chicago, have transitioned their news habits to something else. So we need news that's engaging and it's important, but we do have to deliver it where they can read it on different platforms. And this new set of capacities that we're building and developing together are going to let us do that. And we also have to have content that's engaging for them and well done. And so video is a big part of that. And we're building these capacities to meet our audiences right where they are. The only thing that doesn't change, of course, is that the quality of the journalism. The platform, we can. That's not the hard part.
Okay, good. This is from John Davidoff. What can we do about fake news?
Don't read it. Read the Sun Times. You know? I mean, then we have an answer to that. Really easy. Yeah.
Okay. We have two more questions here, unless someone else has a question. Then hold it up, and we'll get it up here. Oh, sorry, Sarah. We have a couple more questions. Good. This is from Chaz Ebert. Chaz, where are you sitting? Right
Yay.
Over there. What's the probability of getting out of that onerous contract with the Tribune? So maybe you could talk a little bit about what this contract is that she's referring to.
It's been widely reported, and it's accurately reported, that we have a printing and distribution contract with the Tribune. It's expensive. You know, it's not our goal to get out of it. It's our goal to honor it. It has a termination date, and we're going to outlive it. You know, that's one of the things we inherited with the business.
Okay. This is an interesting question from Dr. Kimball Layden. If there are political scandals out there, have you ever considered adding an ombudsman to your staff if your staff won't listen? Kind of a confusing question, but I think you get the general drift.
Look, I think we have a great news team. It's not occurred to me, and I've never seen any evidence that they don't listen and don't cover. They, in fact, are aggressive in covering all kinds of stories, including ones that touch people of power closely and scandalously. So I don't know that I want to think about an org chart and positions to work around a great news team just now.
Okay, and then thank you. The last question that we have is from City Club member Ray Asher, who's affiliated with the Little Heroes Pediatric Cancer Foundation. And he says that he stopped reading the Sun-Times because he became frustrated with headlines, and then he'd read the story, and there wasn't much of a connection between the story and the headlines. He wants to know, what can we expect now?
Okay. I don't know really what that is about. Headline writing is hard. You have to capture the essence of a story in a very few words and get it out, and in a hurry. They're not always perfect. Sometimes a story will go out with a headline, and then it'll be a different headline in a later edition. Online, it changes all the time. You know, other news organizations, they do all kinds of testing with headlines, to clickbait with headlines. Our goal is to have our stories and our headlines give you a way to get into the news. That's it. And, you know, do we get it right every time? No. Do we get it right most of the time? You bet.
Okay, great. Sarah, if we have no other questions, pardon me.
I need to remind you, thank you, to subscribe. You have a promo code, City Club? It's a very good deal. If you have kids, as I do, going off to school, subscribe to the electronic edition for them so they can stay in touch with the city. If you are advertising, excuse me for taking your time for this, even if it's an advocacy campaign, let us talk about how our new organization can help you do what you need to do at the same time. We are, after all, as I said, a business as well as a great journalist organization. Thank you.